Radio. It's an awesomely amazing programme, which is a co-production of The Midweek Drive and indeed Sound and Country Vision. We'll hear from Tess later, but it's a Carrington McDuffie special. Blended. Crush on you, Carrington McDuffie. And in the studio live, we have Carrington McDuffie. Yay!
Yay!
Carrington, you said when you made your debut on the Midweek Drive all the way from Nashville. Was it Nashville? Where were you?
I think I was in Austin at the time. Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, etc. You said, one day I will appear in the studio. I'll perform. And a woman of your word.
That's right. I showed up.
Oh, fantastic. Chloe, just like yourself in many ways. How are you, Chloe Rose?
Oh, I'm very good, and oh, that track was fantastic. My feet were tapping. It sounded amazing.
Well, hi, Chloe, and thank you for that.
Hi there. Oh, you're very welcome. I loved it. Very good.
It is awesome. But equally, we'll have a chance to have a listen to some Chloe Rose as well in a few moments from now. Chloe, what would you like to pass over to Carrington and, of course, our listener on this special production that we're doing? Would it be Golden Dreams? Would it be Lungs? Would it be True Love? Where would you sort of suggest we should actually go?
I think let's go with Lungs because it's a bit sort of quirky. And I think, why not? Let's try Lungs.
Chloe Rose with Lungs. She did it for us live last week. Did a whole range of other bits and pieces. Are you ready for this, Carrington?
Ready.
sky. We used to love the daylight. You lost your trust, and so you took it out on me.
Carrington, what did you make of Lungs?
That was great. That made me want to get up and dance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very, very impressive.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And I think we found, Chloe, a little teeny connection between the production of Lungs and indeed the chauffeur, the coordinator, the wonderful medicine show on the road promoter. How do we describe Rob Allen? Rob, how would you describe yourself?
Well, on my cards, it's presenter, promoter and publicist.
Fair enough, so PPP.
Yeah, so I do a bit of radio as well, so this is lovely.
There nice we are. Rob, would you like to share with Chloe? Well, first of all, what did you think of Lungs?
It's hot.
Hot. And sizzling.
Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah, that's a daytime track. Should be played on daytime radio.
And that's why we just played it now. Yeah. Fantastic. But what's the connection between Danny Wilson?
Well, they're old friends of mine. It goes way back. I used to promote a lot of music in the Highlands of Scotland. The guys are from Scotland, and they were my favourite band at the time.
You see, Chloe, it all fits together, doesn't it?
Oh, wow. It does. That's amazing to know that.
Was it Gary that produced the album?
Yeah, it was Gary that produced the track, yeah. We co-wrote the song together.
You did?
And he produced the music to it as well.
Well, that's lovely. I know Kit and his brother, they have a venue in... Kit was in the band, of course. They have a venue in Dundee.
Yes, yeah. I think it's called Clark's as well.
It's Clark's on Lindsay Street. It's famous.
It is, yes. That's amazing. I can't believe what a
small... Well, you tell Gary I'm asking for him.
I will tell Gary.
Please do, and I'll tell Kit as well.
And she will, because the energy that Chloe Rose puts into the things, it's like, put Chloe Rose together with Carrington McDuffie, and you've got basically the solution to the world's problems.
I think that's a very good idea.
Exactly. So, Carrington, since last we spoke, of course, A Crush on You was very much out there. We've got Only an Angel. Recently released, literally weeks ago, in fact, days ago, really, it's A Kiss Make... Better.
That's right. There was one other in there, Rock Me to Mars. That was last year. It's been four records in 4 years. But Kiss Make Better is the brand new one. I'm excited to be out promoting it. I've been all over Europe and now making my way through the UK and up into Scotland.
So how has Medicine Show on the Road .co.uk, the tour, been going? What's the whole notion of Medicine Show, Radio Moose Mobile and so on? Talk us through it.
Well, I think that's more Rob's conception. I'm just on the talent. Yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
There's a lot of talent on the Moose Mobile. It's a traveling review. At this point, I'm the one traveling with Rob, and we're making stops throughout the UK and up into Scotland and meeting up with other people that he's worked with and done promotion for and is putting me together with. We're having a lot of fun. We've just been maybe a week on the road, have a couple weeks to go.
So Austin, Texas, when did you arrive at the UK? Or indeed Europe.
A long time ago. Actually, I arrived in Germany on the 24th of April. So I've been on the road for quite a while, traveling all over Germany and the Low Countries, France, made my way through Austria and then back up here to the UK just about a week ago.
Well, there we are. Fantastic. It's a delight to actually have you on the production today. Chloe, any questions you want to put to Carrington at this stage?
What's it like touring and going round with your music around the world, and it must be amazing.
It is. It's amazing in a lot of different kinds of ways, because you meet so many people and you see places, but you see them very quickly. They pass quickly. You can't stay anywhere, so you've got to be ready always to move on, which can be really tiring, but also really great because of all the variety that you encounter.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I bet it's absolutely amazing to do that. That's one of my dreams, is definitely to tour my music one day. So just keep going. But I mean, it's amazing. You'd live in your dream, and fantastic, really is.
Yeah, and I know you're going to do it too.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, of course you
are. Only a matter of time before you have that dream schedule at the Palladium, indeed at the Rock City Music Hall of Carrington McDuffie and Chloe Rose. It'll happen. But Chloe, great news now, because Carrington's got her ukulele to hand. She's also there. Chloe, are you ready for a live insert into this special? Are you ready to listen to Carrington perform? What are you going to perform for us, Carrington?
I think I really should do a track off of the new record, and so I was looking over my options for that, because there are 13 tracks, so it's a lot to choose from. I'm going to do one live that I think you'd be less likely to play the recorded version of. It's called Didn't Wanna. How's that sound?
Are you ready for this, Chloe?
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to hear it.
Carrington McDuffie live on Siren Radio with Didn't Wanna.
And you say, Alex, how this sounds. Didn't want to tell you no. Didn't want to let you go, but I had to let you go. Oh, 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 oh. Didn't want to turn my face away. Not with your lips so close that way. But I had to turn away. How will it sound when I never ever call your name? Oh, from this moment, things will never be the same. No, but things always want to change. Didn't want to see you cry. Didn't want to wave goodbye, but I had to say goodbye. I didn't want to change my mind again. Didn't want to lose another friend, but I had to let it end. All of the time you thought it was me that you were looking at. I step out of line and you couldn't believe I couldn't be that. But we're always gonna see. What we're wanting to see. Didn't wanna tell you no. Didn't wanna tell you no. Didn't wanna tell you no. Didn't wanna let you go. I didn't wanna find you gone. Even though the time had come and I knew that you'd be gone. On. Didn't want to dance to that song alone. Didn't want to sing along alone. But I had to sing alone. Seems like it was over before it even started out. But the moment that it's happening is the moment it's all about. And it's always happening now. Wow. Didn't wanna tell you no. Didn't wanna tell you no. Didn't wanna tell you no. Didn't wanna let you go. I didn't wanna tell you no.
A round of applause, please. Awesome. Yay. Splendid stuff from that point of view, and rather like one of those wonderful candle-waving souls at a Barry Manilow concert has been waving his device, his mobile device around, probably doing social media as well, which is fantastic stuff. Chloe, what did you make of Didn't Wanna?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was so catchy as well, the tune. I wanted to start singing along as well, you know, and I think that's the important thing, isn't it? When you write a song and other people find it catchy, you're on a winner. Fantastic.
I think we need to sort of exchange contact details for yourself.
Yeah.
I think this could be a wonderful sort of
scenario.
It's awesome stuff there. Chloe, any final thoughts you want to share with Carrington about life, the universe? Of course, you can find out details on carringtonmcduffie.com if you want to go on the website, plus obviously all the social media is actually there. And actually, we talked about the singing, but Carrington, let's face it, you are a Renaissance woman. I mean, in terms of the kind of areas that you got, you know, poetry, performance artists from that perspective, as we say, in life and in art, Carrington McDuffie is an adventurer, New York native who now splits her time between Austin and Seattle. After a decade beachside in Los Angeles, you travel the globe joyfully exploring diverse universes of thought and practice.
That's a mouthful.
Well, I like to feel it's still there, it's still connected. It's been a wee while since you're on the program, but it's good stuff.
Thank you, yes.
So what advice would you give Chloe, who, as I say, is just the cut? I mean, she's launching all sorts of things there with fantastic talent. Siren Radio is back here all the way. She's actually going to be performing on the Lynx FM stage at the Lincolnshire show, as well as doing celebrity reporting duties for us. Where would you suggest what she'd be doing?
Well, all that sounds very exciting and like you're moving in the exact right direction. I don't think that I have any advice for you as far as what you should be doing, because I think you're already doing it. The best advice I have is to just don't doubt yourself ever, and don't second guess yourself. Just keep doing it and keep your creativity up front.
Oh, thank you very much. That's fantastic advice, and I definitely will take that on with me. So I think it's always the key, isn't it, to just keep persisting, keep working hard, and one day a door will open and another one closes and another one opens, as I say. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just keep... keep enjoying it, too, as well as working hard. Yeah. Be sure you keep enjoying it. That's so important.
Words of wisdom there, Carrington, and I'm sure that in terms of Paul Zollo, our music journalist as well, he would also echo those. Chloe, it's been fantastic connecting with your good self today. I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme?
Oh, I have. I've been tapping. My legs have been tapping. I've been going for it, listening to the music. I've really enjoyed it. It's been brilliant, and it's made the day very sunshiny.
Well, that's great. Well, for me too. Let's be in touch, Chloe.
And yes, that would be brilliant.
Yeah,
fantastic. Chloe Rose will return. Meanwhile, talking about sunshine.
I was by your side. We were walking down to the water. The sand was hot, and your touch was the sweet fire of a lover, and the ocean stretched out forever, and each day was long and clear. Watch the girls, everywhere were girls dressed for summer, and I was your girl. We were everything to each other, at the edge of the world forever, and each day was long and clear. Sun to the hot sun of the summer, the hot sun of the summer, and the taste of salt in the air on my lips never faded. It was like a kiss, balanced there where the water and the shore divided. Our love
this love like a wave we'd ride it. And I was by your side. We were walking down to the water, and the sand was hot, and the sun was the hot sun of the summer. Of the summer. The summer, the hot, hot, hot sun of the summer.
Quite frankly, brilliant. Just absolutely awesome. In fact, so awesome. We're actually sort of thinking all sorts of... It's going to be a hot sun of summer. It's going to be fantastic. It's a weather forecast. It's a Carrington McDuffie special in what I've kind of billed as a cross between a Midweek Drive bonus Thursday edition slot and indeed a Sound and Country Vision slot. What you say, dear listener? How can we have Sound and Country Vision without Tessa Snart? Quite right. Tessa, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Marvellous. So... Carrington and myself are fairly convinced that actually you were in the studio when Carrington made her broadcasting debut a couple of years back from Austin, Texas. Is that so?
I believe so. I do remember it. I do think so.
We just have to use the phrase baby, 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 baby. Sorry.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, isn't it? I definitely remember now.
We launched the show, we got my little guitar, we've already spoken to Chloe Rose, and we're continuing. And we got more live music from Carrington coming up in a matter of seconds from that point of view. But I do believe, Tessa, if memory serves, you're also a ukulele player, is that correct?
No, I'm not. It was Hannah Brown.
Oh, it was Hannah Brown. Oh, you
I'm
see
not,
that.
Yeah,
oh, she's, well,
I would love to. I did pick up the guitar when I was younger. But
and did you put it down again?
I put it down again. I still have one at home, actually, and then went on to piano and keyboard. But no, it's Hannah, yeah. She loves the ukulele.
Well, yeah, clearly Hannah has moved back to Harwich, and Lord knows whether we ever hear from her again. Anyway, you bosses
well, anybody can pick up a ukulele, so it could be anybody. It's the easiest, friendliest instrument
Carrington,
on the planet.
Anybody may be able to pick up a ukulele, but only you, Carrington McDuffie, can actually get it to play an awesome tune.
Ah, well, yeah. Thank you. I'm told I play rock ukulele, which that's my...
Wow.
I think that's a
well,
good
Tessa,
moniker.
I know that clearly you were keen to actually be here and actually meet up with Carrington in person. Sadly,
yes.
Yeah. But good news is, thank the Lord, at least ace publicist Rob Ellen finally managed to connect with the satellite navigation system and delivered the whole thing successfully. So that's great. Rob is just lying down in the corner now, sort of having a nice. Although, actually,
okay.
as a social media person, Rob, how can Tessa kind of circulate all the things you're doing now? In fact, you know, because you're taking.
Yes.
You're doing FaceTime, you're doing all sorts of... I mean, what are you doing, sir?
Well, at the moment, I'm videoing this.
Yes.
And this will be compiled into a tour video at the end to show how Carrington travelled on this tour. So I'm helping Carrington with
so
that.
So have you been looking after just the UK end of the tour, or were you involved with Germany and other areas
I was
as well?
Involved in the extent of getting a record out to the media across Europe. And then when I heard that Carrington was coming to Europe...
He said, family, I'm leaving. I'm leaving now. I shall not be heard from sometime.
I know.
Carrington has called.
And I heard that she was a McDuffie. And there's a family story which Carrington can tell you better than
me.
Come
on, Carrington, tell us about the famous McDuffies who possibly appeared even in Braveheart.
Well, they're all painted blue. The McDuffies actually come from an island in the Hebrides, Colonsay, a really small island. They were linen weavers, and they made the exodus to the colonies in the early 18th century and are easily traced back to a small cemetery on this tiny island of Colonsay, where I'm told maybe only 120 people or so live. So one of my sisters, who's also a songwriter, has been to that cemetery and visited it and taken photographs, and those are my forebears. So on this trip, we're going to Colonsay, and I'm going to get to visit the cemetery, and I've actually been invited to do a performance at the church right there. So I'm thrilled about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Watch out for the vampires, though. I'm sorry, I just see you. It's going to be great. Okay, Carrington, what are you going to present now, live for Tessa, down the line, and indeed Alyssa, live in the studio? What magical tune are you going to bring to us from the ukulele and yourself?
Well, I thought that I would do all songs from the new record. So there's another one I have in mind that I like to play. Let's see how this comes off. It's sort of a delicate little song. It's called I Let You Kiss Me.
Hold me, makes me nervous. Ooh, remember what I told you, I'm defenseless with you. You're telling me things that I'm wanting to hear, but I really don't think that I'm safe when you talk this way. I think that you want to, I know that you want to, I think that you're going to, no matter what you say. I let you kiss me, that was dangerous. Ooh. The rest will be history if things don't change first with you. And if I should ask you, if I should tell you, I'd still have to. It's in your DNA. I think that you want to, I see that you want to, I think that you're going to, no matter what you say. Your hands are strong, you're leaning close, your breath is warm. Of all the things you've ever wanted, all the time right here, right now, I feel it's me you want the most. So I let you kiss me, that was dangerous. Ooh. And now the mystery between two strangers with you. I knew you before, but this is different. Kiss me once more and you're gonna get your way. I think that you want to, I see that you want to, I see that you're going to, no matter what I say. And I let you kiss me, that was dangerous. Ooh. I let you kiss me, that was dangerous. Ooh. I let you kiss me. Ooh. I let you kiss me.
Exactly. All right, Tessa.
Go on, share
with us, what did you make of I let you kiss me?
I let you kiss me.
Oh, it was a beautiful performance, and how lovely that it's just your vocals and the ukulele. Something, you know, just with those two instruments and it can sound like that. It's really like pure. Yeah, I thought it was brilliant.
Genuinely.
Where was you when you sat and wrote that? Because it must be quite a personal song as well.
Is in some ways, but it also isn't, because I'm what it's really about is I was in Austin, Texas, as it happens, when I wrote it. But it's really about the moment between when a woman has been kissed by a guy, she's got herself into a position that she can't really get out of. She's sort of gotten herself there. She's not going to be able to hold the horses on him. And it's just what's going through her mind in that moment between a first and, it looks like, well, yes, a second kiss. So, I mean, I speak from experience, of course, but it's not really personal in the sense that it's not about a specific it's really more of an archetypal situation being described that I think any woman or any person in the receptive, more feminine position of kissing would relate to.
Definitely. So, yeah, it's relatable to other people as well. And I suppose that's probably what people like most about the song, that you can connect with a lot of people.
Right, right. I hope so, yeah.
When you bear in mind we have obviously featured Els Bailey from Nashville via Bristol, or Bristol via Nashville, and clearly Chloe Rose last week with Carrington McDuffie, it's been an awesome lineup so far. This is clearly a whole range of sort of things going through there. But Tessa, your task now is to make a decision from what I'm referring to as the Carrington Classics, because they're all classics in many ways. We can offer you either Sweet Pea or My Little Guitar. A reminder, of course, that My Little Guitar has got the amazingly cute, awesome animated video going alongside it as well.
Gee, I wonder which one Alex wants to hear.
Well,
I think we should go with that one, because I feel like Alex...
Are you sure?
Because I'm positive.
As a Man City fan, Blue Moon is obviously close to the heart as well, and Carrington's view of that is awesome.
But yeah, you got to play Blue Moon.
We'll squeeze that in.
All right.
Let's go with My Little Guitar, Carrington, in animated form, obviously, on Siren Radio.
My little guitar, mirror of my next mood, my mute pet, my sweet spot, my imagined lover. Wherever we are, please be my next mood. I ask this as I practice my abandoned other. This as I practice my abandoned other. I talk from the past, and I talk from the future. It's a sweet voice in the bright noise of a changing picture. I'm not what I was, but I'm still what I have been. It's a main course. Long lost song I imagine. So my little guitar, wherever we are, be my next move. Even if I only play you when I really want to. Oh, my little guitar, be my wishing star.
Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart and Ellis Bailey, a whole new dimension of musical bliss for Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting.podbean.com.
There you go. You see, Tessa, I might have taken over the controls, primarily because you were absent from that point of view, but we can still get an acknowledgement. Els is currently in Nashville. Otherwise, I'm sure she'd be on the show as well. Rob has got a question for you, Tessa, which I'm sure Carrington will be quite fascinated in as well from the point of view of finding out more about the wonderful monthly experience that, quite frankly, is Sound and Country Vision. Rob, over to you.
Hi, Tessa.
Hello.
First of all, I love your stab.
Thank you. It sets things up great.
We had a team of diligent writers working for months on that production.
I'm kind of curious as to the style. I hate to put things in pigeonholes because that's basically music can't be pigeonholed. But what's your preference in singer-songwriter styles? I assume it's mostly song-based things that you're playing.
Oh, on Sound and Country Vision, yes. A lot of it is independent artists that come on the show.
Good on you.
So independent music, yeah, definitely. And it's a range, so it ranges from country, of course, because that's in the title of the show. Mm-hmm. But we do have folk music, soft rock, a bit of everything, really. So sometimes acoustic, sometimes there'll be a fuller sound. It's just giving independent artists a platform to have their music heard as well.
That's so important. It really is. I mean, I work mostly with independently minded music, is the way that I put it. And to have the support coming from the media, and it's more and more of that is coming from community radio and radio like this rather than the mainstream media. But I'm just being told that you've been working with Bob Harris recently.
I did. I did get to meet him very briefly. I did some work experience with BBC Radio 2. I think it was last November now. And I had the chance to go down to the Maida Vale BBC studios, and he was doing an ad live interview with two country bands, the Cadillac 3 and Brothers Osborne. And I briefly got to talk to him before I left, so that was really good.
And in terms of Sound and Country Vision, because you are our social media soul with respect to Instagram and more, I've just actually pulled up the Facebook sites, just indicating there's Tessa there wearing her headphones. Sitting, you may be interested in knowing, in exactly the same position and chair that Carrington's sitting in as well. So profound sort of image from that perspective. typical Sound and Country, because I'm thinking, Tessa, you know, as your friendly neighbourhood co-producer, maybe we should be featuring some more Carrington McDuffie on Sound and Country Vision.
I really think we should do, and even if she can come to the studio at some point and we can have her in and play.
Like she is in today, actually. It's amazing.
That would be so fun.
That would be absolutely brilliant. It'd be great to have you on the show.
What's the schedule? I mean, how long are you actually over here for, Carrington? What's the sort of the remain? Because obviously you've been here since April.
Yes, since the end of April. It's a 2-month tour altogether. Yeah. I'll be here until about the 24th. So we're going to finish up this tour. Yeah, up at the northern tip of Scotland at the Killarnish Stones on the solstice. Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, so through the solstice and a few days after. Yeah,
then is it back to Austin, Texas?
Back to New York, and then Austin, and then Seattle, and then I'll be settled for a couple of months.
Oh, right. So actually, you could become a roving correspondent for New York, Austin, and Seattle.
Yes, it's
carving her way in a wonderful way through the Trump America. Fantastic. That's all we like to hear.
I'm going to leave some records for Tessa. I think there's one or two here that would be.
She said,
make sure that Carrington's is in amongst them.
Of course. Because and clearly, Rob, you know, I'm sure Carrington will be happy to sometimes ensure that some medicine show on the road material also gets played from yourself. We found a bond, actually, between Chloe and Rob, because Rob, one of your best friends, of course, being...
through Danny Wilson, who are the best pop band that ever came out of Scotland, in my opinion.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
Friends of mine, Tessa.
These are just some of the things. And as you can see from Chloe last week, she was, of course, had a full piano and various other bits and pieces in Flatpool. That's herself performing on that system. You don't have that challenge, thankfully, with the ukulele. It's just you.
It's just me and my little ukulele.
And speaking of ukulele, Tessa, would you like to hear another live entry into this Carrington McDuffie Sound and Country Vision Midweek Drive special? Is that, do you think, what the world needs now?
I think it really is, definitely. Let's hear another one.
Carrington, okay. What is your third and final piece before we go to Blue Moon, a few other bits and pieces, going to be?
I'm thinking, because we're talking to Tessa and what I think her musical orientation might be, that I should play a song that's the most... a lot of the songs on Kiss Make Better, the new record that I have out, that are pop and rock. There's some ballads on there. And this one is it's not a country song by any stretch. It's really more a rock song. So, but it's got an edge to it. And this is definitely a Texas song. So this one might apply to your listening, your particular angle of listening.
Oh, I can't wait.
I thought I saw you, but I wasn't sure. 'Cause I thought you weren't coming round here anymore. But I hear your feet on the floorboards. And a wind like a wind through the front door. Spirit walking, spirit talking tonight. That's right. That's right. Spirit walking in. Spirit talking tonight. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, you're gonna come for me because you love me. Ooh, you're gonna come for me no matter what I do. And no matter what you say, I know that you know that I love you. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah. Texas Ranger, baby boy, be my daddy and I'll let you be my favorite toy. With the lightest touch, the slightest noise, I know you're here and you don't even have to raise your voice. 'Cause your spirit walking, your spirit talking tonight. That's right, that's right, that's right. Spirit walking in. Spirit talking tonight. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, you're gonna come for me because you love me. Ooh, you do. You're gonna come for me no matter what I do. And no matter what you say, I know that you know that I love you. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah. Because your spirit walking, your spirit talking tonight. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Spirit walking in, spirit talking tonight. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, you're gonna come for me because you love me. Ooh, 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 you're gonna come for me no matter what I do. No matter what you say, I know that you know that I love you. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah. You're gonna come for me, baby, yeah.
I trust you'll be tweeting and sharing these things on Instagram and all those sorts of other bits and pieces, Tessa, for this live, well, it's a live, recorded as live show on Thursday,
yeah.
For a combination effect. Tremendous stuff.
Oh, of course.
I'm just amazed, Carrington, in terms of how you can... I mean, how long have you been on the road today, for instance? How long have you been sort of being driven around by Rob?
Oh, we've been travelling for a number of hours. I'm not sure how long that started.
Are we, Rob, 5 hours, 6 hours? So.
We broke the journey, and I'm pleased we did. We drove up after the show last night into the Cotswolds.
Right.
We knew we were in fabulous country, but we couldn't see it. So this is part of the beauty of it. We woke up wondering where we were.
I was in a little hut in a field, actually. One of those little tiny houses.
So just like Seattle then, basically.
No idea. I thought Peter Rabbit was...
Airbnb had directed kind to a little hut in somebody's garden.
Yeah.
Right down the end of a lane that we had no idea.
To which the response was obviously, are you British? You're just so amusing. So
yeah. I didn't think that. But I did think Peter Rabbit might come hopping down.
Well, it was. It was gorgeous. The lane. And then breakfast in Stratford upon Avon, okay. And then swept across.
So here. Basically, Stratford upon Avon to Lincoln, and to perform like that, Tessa, that has got to be one special talent, I would venture to suggest.
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, and you've travelled a long way as well.
Exactly. Three absolutely fantastic live tracks there. Tess, I want to talk a little bit about your dissertation, because why not? You know, it's all done now. It's all sorted out, because it ties into to something which probably is close to Carrington, because I was sharing with both Carrington and Rob about how you were investigating and analysing the interface between the artist and the audience and so on. Would you like to share more, please, Tessa, and explain what you were looking at and why I think we should publish this?
Yeah, I mean, it's more to do with how social media is changing that relationship between the music industry, the artists, and everybody, you know, who you connect with in between. Because obviously nowadays, a lot of artists can put their music out there themselves, they can promote themselves, but do they still need the guidance of, you know, PR agents, and those in the business that kind of know what they're talking about? So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, absolutely. I think it depends on what you're reaching for, but there's nothing like having the experience and the assistance and support of someone who's doing that specifically. I mean, there's only so much time that you can spend online dealing with social media. You need time to write and record and rehearse and travel and perform.
Do you mean to say that Lady Gaga doesn't do all her own social media?
Yeah, could you believe it?
Unbelievable.
So it's created a wonderful relationship, I think, with audiences in that it's very friendly, and audiences in some ways are very accessible, but there's nothing like getting in front of people and relating to them directly in person. And for that, really, it's helpful to have a booking agent and other kinds of promotional support.
Definitely. I mean, I guess it has as well become easier in terms of getting your music out there, but perhaps there's more competition now because it can all be put out there for free, potentially, by a lot of different artists. So I guess, in a way, it's difficult in that respect.
Just before I choke, though, I have to say, Carrington's albums are all available online for perfectly competitive prices, I know, because I've purchased a few bits and pieces. Carrington McDuffie, Kiss, Make It Better. Carrington McDuffie, Rock Me to Mars. Of course, the classic Crush on You. And indeed, the Only an Angel EP. So through that.
All on there.
Let's face it, if you don't purchase and share a few pennies, you're supporting the great art. It's important. Thank you. Whatever. Tessa, we've got time for two more tracks, but I'm going to offer you the chance to make a selection from Carrington McDuffie's latest album, which is Kiss Make Better.
Okay.
Like Sonar is one possibility.
Oh.
Interesting. Is that communicating with whales? I don't know.
Very atmospheric piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or Love Chased Me, Run Away Now.
That's
Carrington McDuffie.
Reggae bass.
Which one are you going to go? Love Chased Me or Like Sonar?
Gosh, how do I pick?
One's more atmospheric, and one is more reggae based and more rowdy.
Oh, goodness. Gosh, that's difficult. Maybe we should go for the reggae, the rowdy one.
That would be Love Chase Me.
I'm so tempted to go into, sure, Love Chase Me, man. No.
You did it.
Riding through is shined on by a sky that of your eyes. But it's not safe to look up into that sky, 'cause then I'll remember how it felt to fall without knowing how far. Look back, you'll see my face, clouded by the time and place of our love. Places all that time, now that space is empty and I'm free of you. But I could sail the world or stay and sleep at home. I'll still have that dream of you. Me. Love chased me away. La la la, love chased me, and love chased me away.
I think Tessa might have actually dropped offline, actually. Oh, no, she's so we'll have to get her back to find the whole thing. She's just sending me a text to work through other bits and bobs. So perhaps it was the cod reggae accent. I knew I shouldn't have pushed you down that particular line. Carrington, we mentioned, obviously, great albums available for purchase from online stores and various other things, as well as that whole thing. What's been the highlight for yourself about the tour and so on?
The highlight. There have been so many, it's hard to point to one in particular, but I suppose this show right now, today, right now. And the reason for that is that the highlight is always the moment that you're in, because it's always right now. And all you have is now. Now is the time. Now is always the time.
Exactly.
The highlight is right now.
The present is the gift that continually keeps on giving in various other bits and pieces. And hopefully the gift that keeps on giving will hopefully connect to Tessa Snart back with us again. How are you, Tessa?
Very well. I'm not sure what happened there.
Oh, geez. Sometimes telecommunications. Did you catch much of that little excerpt then, as chosen by yourself? Hello, Tessa. Have you dropped off the line again? I think she's gone again. Unbelievable. Okay, so sometimes you put the trust
away.
In various
she's
other bits of music. You know, what's happening there? Carrington, we're almost at the end of the production. We're going out with Blue Moon. We thank Tessa Snart and indeed Chloe Rose for the first part of the programme. Thank you, of course, Rob Ellen, for providing the opportunity for Carrington to actually come into the studio, which is great stuff there. Carrington, I trust you've enjoyed your time with us here on Siren Radio.
Love it. So glad I came.
Well, and we're delighted that you made it from that point of view. So I take it, it won't be too long before you're back with us again, really.
Of course.
After all, there's so much more good Carrington McDuffie music to actually go
there's
to.
There's a new record already in the making.
Precisely. You saw me standing alone. Blue Moon. I'm going to go out with this because it's a wonderful interpretation. And, of course, Man City are indeed 100 points champions of the Premiership. Sorry, it's just it's soccer. Yeah. Soccer, just in case you're wondering from that sort of point of view. Carrington, we salute you. Take care. Rob, look after Carrington. I know you will, but, you know, she's in... I mean, every time we see Peter Rabbit, say, go away, Peter Rabbit. I'm going somewhere else. Where are you heading off to after this?
We are heading north of the border. The next live gig will be in the wonderful Dunkeld Teabank Hotel, which is the heart... It's in the heart of Scotland, but it's the heart of the traditional session place that was founded by Dougie MacLean.
So people listening to this online, podcasts, however they're listening to it, best place to go to find out details of Carrington's tour?
Well, Carrington's website, of course, if you want to follow the Medicine Show, that's medicineshowontheroad.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And our show goes on.
Exactly. Yeah. And on and on. And well, long may it continue to do so. Carrington, thank you. And
cheers.
Rob, thank you.
Thank
hurrah.
You.
Now I'm no longer alone.